Let's talk Central Wisconsin Christian High School baseball right now and bring in head coach Mark Vanderwerf as the Crusaders are in the midst of their second varsity season. Coach, year two of Crusader baseball. I know you've had a weird few years trying to launch a baseball program, but it seems like it's been pretty positive for everybody at school.
Yeah, it's been a great thing to get the baseball season going. You know, it's been a long time coming that we tried to get this program started, so there's a lot of excitement within our student body, the guys that are playing, but also the fans that like to come out to the game. So, and we've been really well supported by our community as well. So it's a really good thing.
Can you kind of talk about the process of launching a varsity program and how that process has gone over the last few years to get it where it's at?
Yeah, we started probably 5 or 6 years ago with the middle school program. Tried to build it from there. We had a strong group of kids that were really interested in playing, so we thought it was a good time to get started. Played middle school for a few years. Then in 2020, we were supposed to play a JV season just to get acclimated a little bit to high school baseball. But that season got canceled. And then last year was our first year with a varsity. And then also this year we have varsity. And so our two varsity seasons last year, we were able to win the first regional game. So that was a great accomplishment. Finished the season with a winning record. And we're off to a good start this year, despite having some pretty terrible spring weather. But it's going well so far.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it looks like you did it the right way by building from the lower levels to make sure you were competitive right when you kind of fielded your first varsity team.
Yeah, you know, it's a learning curve. Obviously, going from middle school to high school, we have several JV games this year, which is going to help a lot, just to get the younger kids some experience. You know, it's very important, no matter what sport you're playing, to have the JV to be able to develop those kids. So yeah, it's a great thing. A lot of baseball has a lot of small things that are very important, and those are some things that you can only learn by getting game experience.
Coach, what are your numbers like here at the high school level for baseball?
We got 17 total players. We have 9 upperclassmen, led by 5 seniors. And then we only have 1 sophomore. We do have a good number. We have 7 freshmen, so that's good. Gives us a total of 17 players for our full squad. So there'll be some kids that'll be playing both JV and varsity. But that just gets them on the field more, which is a great thing.
Talking with Central Wisconsin Christian baseball coach Mark Vanderwerf. Coach, let's just talk about your team. Let's start on the mound. Who do you have on the hill pitching for you this year?
Our two main pitchers both return from last year. Brody Butine is our number one pitcher. He's just a great leader on the mound. He's got a great poise. He's a workhorse on the mound. Never wants to come out. Always wants to, you know, if the game goes long enough, he wants to throw his 100 pitches. Just wants to do great work there. Our number two pitcher is Matthew Palmer. Brody's a senior. Matthew Palmer's a junior. So he's developed. He doesn't throw quite as hard as Brody does, but he's increased his speed from last year, probably 5 to 7 miles per hour. He's got some good off speed stuff. So those are our two leading guys off the mound. Then we also have Caden Swan will do some pitching. Neil Van Huysen. Then we got a bunch of several freshmen that going up through the middle school have got a chance to get on the mound. So that'll be a good experience too, when those guys can pitch predominantly in some JV games. But yeah, that'll be good for them to get experience there.
Coach, how about behind the plate? Who's catching for the Crusaders here in 2022?
Our backstop is Ezra Gilkey, Jacob Gilkey. His nickname is Ezra. Super solid back there. Very, very intelligent catcher. He calls every pitch. He knows his pitchers very, very well. He caught every inning for us last year. And at the varsity level, I can see him potentially doing that again in 2022. He was an honorable mention all conference returning back there. So he's just got great poise and great control of the game from that spot.
Let's talk about your infield, Coach. Can you kind of go around the diamond on the infield and tell us about the young men that are suiting up for you?
So third base, we got a junior, Neil Van Huysen is our starting third baseman. We're working on, he's a workhorse too. He almost didn't play baseball because he wasn't physically demanding enough. So that's why we try to put him on the mound for a couple innings to get there, but he does a good job over there. He's building confidence. He's come a long ways, at the plate as well. Back up there is probably Gavin Goldegg, who's a freshman. He'll see some minutes over there as well. Shortstop, returning, he was a second baseman last year, is Caden Swan. He's a good leader on the infield. He communicates pretty well. He's got that spot locked down pretty well this year. He's also our leadoff hitter. So he's kind of stepped into that role as we progress through the season. So he's done well there. Second base, we have Cody Van Herwarden is our starting second baseman. So he's a sophomore. He'll also spend some time on the mound, but he's new to that position this year. He played a little bit of it last year. That's our second baseman. At first base, I got a little bit of a mix. Bailey Skalma is potentially our first baseman. He's been injured to start the season, so that'll be a big pick-me-up when he's able to come back. Also, Gavin Goldegg plays over there some, and Ryer Greenfield plays there some. Well, both of those two guys are freshmen, just learning the ropes of varsity baseball.
How about the outfield for CWC?
In the outfield, we got some returning players there as well. Caleb Slings was our starting left fielder last year, returns to that spot this year as well. Our starting center fielder is Matthew Palmer, so he'll hold down that position anytime he's not on the mound. He's a great leader out there as well, just has the poise, the knowledge to read hitters and can remember, you know, one at bat to the next, what guys have done and put his other fielders into position. Right field, Nathan Tibby has started some games out there. Brant Billy has started some games out there. So that's a spot where we rotate a couple of guys through, waiting for somebody just to take hold of that spot, both in the field and at the plate, just to kind of lock down that spot, to say, hey, this is my spot, I'm going to earn it, and I'm going to keep it.
Coach, if somebody hasn't seen the Crusaders play, how do you describe the style of baseball that your team's MO is?
I think we're trying to be aggressive, both at the plates and on the base paths. You know, there's just got to trying to get through, and every inning put somebody across the plate. You know, you try to think offensively to attack strikes. You know, if it's in the zone, put the bat on the ball and then see what happens for there. One thing we're trying to focus on is the little things. It's been a little bit of a struggle early in the year, just trying to tell the guys that, hey, the little things are very important. So that's something that you'll see the coaches stressing. We've had some hiccups on the base paths that we're trying to work through, but we just try to be aggressive. And defensively, every out is important. Whether, you know, every time you can make an out, it saves pitches for the pitchers. So that's very important, just to try to work together to control the game and get through every inning. Offensively putting runs on the board and defensively keeping the other team from scoring.
Coach, Caden Swan went yard for the first time in CWC history earlier this season.
Yeah, that was awesome. We played on Saturday. The temps were kind of cold, but Caleb Slings led off that inning with a double, and then Caden had a couple struggles at bat that game, but he was coming around, and yeah, he hammered it to left center field. It was awesome.
So he's the all-time home run leader in CWC baseball history?
Yeah. Over defense, yeah, we did have Neil Van Nuysen had in the Parker last year. But, yeah, Caden Swan's at the top of the list for the school history.
Well, Coach Mark Vanderwerf, I appreciate the time. It's exciting to see CWC baseball off and running and having some success, and I appreciate you getting us the information. And we'll be following the Crusaders as we head through May and hopefully some better weather on the near future.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Wade. Appreciate it.